All right, so today is part three of a three-part episode series in which we are discussing or have been discussing relationship needs. In the first part, we talked about the emotional needs in relationships. Second, we discussed effective communication needs. And then this one, I love, we are really and truly deep diving into the physical and social needs within relationships. So if you're with it, stay tuned. Hi, and thank you for joining Dating While Black's radio podcast. Dating While Black was created to open real dialogue between the sexes in hopes that it will foster positive exchange and help cultivate our communities. The radio segments will address issues that relates to the world, our communities, relationships, and everything in between. So sit back, relax, and we hope you enjoy this segment. And we are back. We are wrapping up. This is the grand finale of our relationship needs series. And today we're diving into the physical and social aspects of things that, you know, make our connections more fantastic. So I want to start off with something that is sure to bring a smile to your face. I'm pretty sure we'll all agree that physical needs in relationships are key. We all need and desire intimacy and affection. And it doesn't matter if you're super, super affectionate or just, you know, one of those people that don't need as much. At the end of the day, it is something that is required for a striving and healthy relationship. Intimacy and affection can make you feel, or is aimed to make you feel, incredibly close to your partner. It's like a warm hug for your heart, knowing that you have that intimacy, that closeness, that bond is so important. It's extremely important, and it's special because that level of intimacy as well as physicality is shared between you and your partner, and it makes your connection, your time together, unique, and your relationship unique than the relationships that they have with other people, friends, family members, right? When it comes to intimacy, I think, and affection, I think about those moments where it's just you and your partner and nothing else has to be going on, right? You guys may be eating together at home, not necessarily out in a restaurant, maybe snuggled up together watching one of your favorite shows, one of your favorite movies, or even just taking a road trip, holding hands and being intimate. Those are the things that we all strive for. Now, I can't lie, you can still have those things and not have all of the ingredients to have a healthy relationship, because a lot of times people just deal with the physical and the intimacy, right? They're in a relationship, and I'm not talking about, you know, those friends with benefits. I'm really talking about people who are in a relationship, and the only thing they have is that intimacy. That's not enough. But once you have that in concert with the things discussed in the previous two episodes, you have laid the foundation of a great, healthy relationship. Now, another part of those physical needs are having those shared experiences. Imagine going on a thrilling adventure with your loved one and simply snuggling up with each other, right? Or going through life experiences, some great, great experiences that you've accomplished or your partner has accomplished. Those shared aspects create unforgettable and oftentimes unbreakable bonds. And a lot of people discount that. A lot of people really and truly discount life experiences and how great it can bring you together, how well it can bring you together. Now, that's not to say that certain life experiences can cause people to drift apart. That is definitely a possibility.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
But when you have those shared communications, those shared experiences, you can draw off of those experiences and even learn more and more about your partner. And then you can have things that you relate to on a level that no one else. Have you ever played the game? I believe it's called Taboo. It's been a while since I played it, but it is one of my favorite games to play. And the way it works is that you get on a team, right? It could be a team as of two people, as long as you have another two people to go against. And you pick up a game card, and at the top, in bold letters, is the word that you want your partner to reveal or to say. And then underneath that bold word, there's a lot of words that they cannot use, that you can't use to describe the word you want them to say. It's kind of like playing that game with a group of friends that you grew up in high school with. If the word is blackboard, right? And you're trying to get them to say blackboard, but you can't say things like chalk or classroom. But if you're playing with some friends, you guys have that connection because of shared experiences. You can say, remember, Miss Johnson told us never ever to write our name on this blackboard. See, certain experiences that you have when you are in a relationship with your partner, it creates little times in which you can reflect back on experiences, on shared experiences that also heightens your connection with that person. Inside jokes. And sometimes, in some cases, you can come up with your own little different type of language. So physical touch is huge. Intimacy is huge. And shared experiences. The other part of relationship needs are really, when it comes really and truly about being there for your partner. Yeah, you can communicate. You can talk about the things that are important to you. You can have shared experiences in which, you know, you guys celebrate a great milestone that you've experienced or that you've achieved. You can have intimacy down packed, right? But being there for each other is so key. Having a partner that is emotionally available and present is essential. Those times in which you know that if you can't depend on anybody else on this earth or any other human being on this earth, having the knowing and the realization that you have that there's somebody in your life that got you like that as much as you got them, really and truly solidifies the level of success that you will have in the future. The level of success, and I'm speaking a successful relationship, that you are experiencing right now. Sometimes just knowing that you have that person that you can call on in the middle of the night that can get you, that can, they just might even just need to be that one that says those right words is extremely key. And the last thing I'll share is reciprocity. Over the past 3 days, I talked about things that's great and things that we need, but none of this makes any sense if you're not willing and able to give this in the same effort you're expecting to receive at the same level that you are expecting to receive. If you're the only one that is open to open communication, it's lopsided. If they are the only ones that's open to shared experiences, letting you in, it's still lopsided. As all relationships require both parties to be willing and able to work together in order to build, to grow, and to be successful. Now, understand that even if you put all of these relationship needs, everything that I discussed over the past 3 days, into one big bucket and made sure that each one of these areas are filled on both sides, does not mean that you won't encounter challenges, that you won't deal with struggles. That's just the way life is. But at least you have the groundwork of knowing some of the core things. Like I said, some. There's plenty more. I just wanted to cover a few in this three episode series. But once you understand and you sink your teeth into and know that these are real needs, regardless of age, regardless of your dating preference, it cuts through all of that because we all have those basic needs. If you hone in and work on those parts, then it sets the groundwork or the framework or the blueprint of you having a successful relationship. And that's only if both parties are willing to work towards it. And with that, this is Dee, and I'm out. Bye. That concludes this episode of Dating While Black. I want to thank everyone who has supported this podcast, who sent emails to info@datingwhileblackpodcast.com, as well as those of you who visit the site and attend the events that we have, both the paid ones as well as the free ones. If you have any episode ideas, we're open to them. Check out the website at datingwhileblackpodcast.com. Bye.